back. Guess what I got from the store? Well, actually, it's more like 4 different stores. Yeah, it's a lot, but trust me, it's worth it. Nope, not coffee. I mean, I did get a coffee too. You can never have enough coffee. It's just needed for basic survival, duh. But that's not the main thing. Yes, I also got paper towels. I actually didn't forget this time, but that's still not the surprise. Give up? Okay. I got pumpkin spice everything. I went to every store and bought every pumpkin spice product that I could find. What? 'Tis the season, you know? The season of sweaters, falling leaves, and overpriced Halloween costumes, also known as the season of basic. Ha, I bet that's what Rent would call it if it was written today. 525,600 pumpkins, 525,000 spices so dear, in raisins, in cookies, in yogurt, in cups of coffee. See? It works. You don't even have to change the last line. It's a great concept. A young girl moved to the city, but can only get a job working at Starbucks in the middle of their fall rush. Eventually, she finds herself, gets a boyfriend, and discovers the joys of non-dairy creamer. The thing practically writes itself. I'm not crazy. Trust me, there's an audience for it somewhere. Anything autumn-themed is all the rage right now or whatever. Besides, I'm pretty sure that the Venn diagram of people who like pumpkin spice and people who like musicals is basically a circle, so I'm calling it now. Sweater Weather the musical will be the next Hamilton. No. I didn't get all the pumpkin spice products to inspire my musical genius, although it is certainly helping. Nope. I want to try all of them. And by I mean we.
Now playing B's Basic Bitch Guitar Loop on Spotify.
Yeah. Well, I can't do this by myself. I need a comrade in this gut-busting adventure. I don't trust my Tate's buds to navigate this uncharted waters alone. After all, I'm a monster who likes pineapple on pizza. I'm clearly not fit to judge the entire world of pumpkin spice on my own. I promise, it'll be fun. We can even rank them all if you want. Oh, don't worry about how much money I spent on this stuff. It'll be worth it to know once and for all if pumpkin marshmallows are really worth eating. Come on. I can even make it a game. What kind of game? I don't know. We can make a wheel with all the products listed on it, and then you would have to spin it to see which one you get. Fun, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe that's too much work. Let's see what else we could do. Ooh, I got it. Let's make it into a game of truth or dare. Except we'll replace dare with pumpkin spice. So you either have to answer a question truthfully or try a pumpkin spice product. See? It's perfect. Way less set up with all the same pumpkin flavor. So what do you say? Want to play truth or pumpkin spice? Oh, it's not that ridiculous. You once wanted to play Never Have I Ever with sriracha sauce, and we both know how that turned out. Yeah, actually, I think my mouth is still burning just a little bit thinking about it. Come on. You have to admit that you kind of owe me one after that. Please? Yes. Okay. So, truth or pumpkin spice? Yes, you should go first. I mean, that way you'll be able to pick your favorite one, right? Wait, which one are you grabbing? The pumpkin spice Oreos? Ooh, hand me one too. What? There's no rule that says I'm not allowed to eat stuff on your turn. Searching every shelf in 4 stores for pumpkin spice products really works up an appetite. Mmm. These are great. It's like a pumpkin pie in cookie form. Mmm. I give it a 8 out of 10 on the basic bitch scale. How about you? 9? Nice. Hey, no getting seconds. We need to pace ourselves. We can't risk angering the pumpkin spice gods by failing to honor all of their wonderful offerings to us. We must respectfully try each dish before partaking in more. Yes, there are rules. I'm pretty sure that pumpkin spice is its own religion at this point, given its vast following. And I don't want some white chick and Ugg boots to come in here and beating me up, okay? So, step away from the Oreos. Anyway, it's my turn now. And I pick... Truth. What? Yeah, I want to try pumpkin flavored stuff, but it's not a game if we don't sometimes pick truth. In fact, I'm pretty sure it would also anger the pumpkin spice gods if we broke the rules for an arbitrary game that we literally just made up. Because reasons? Okay, I'll shut up if you just ask me a question. Why are you the best roommate? Okay, that's kind of a presumptive question, isn't it? Maybe just a little bit? I mean, I would challenge you on that one, but you're right. You are my favorite roommate. Although, to be fair, your only competition was my cousin, and he was in a polka band, so you're the best roommate because you don't own an accordion or hold band practice at 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Yeah. I mean, a win by default is still a win, right? What? I answered. Oh my fucking god. Okay. Fine. You are also the best roommate because you're funny and sweet and kind and caring. Okay. You're always willing to listen and help me with whatever I'm going through. I mean, you cheer me up when I'm feeling down, and you're always excited whenever something good happens for me. Plus, you put up with my corny jokes and random ideas. Trust me, I couldn't get most of my friends to play Truth or Pumpkin Spice with me. Yeah, although most of my friends wouldn't have recommended Never Have I Ever with Sriracha either, so... I guess that's another reason why you're so awesome. There. How's that for an answer? Hey, no. No compliment dodging. What? You're the one who wanted to open up these floodgates. If I'm dealing them out, you're taking them. Nope. Knock it off, or I'll make it a pumpkin spice rule. Yes, I have the power to do that. I bought all the pumpkin spice products, which makes me the pumpkin spice god. At least I'm pretty sure that's how it works. And if not, it should be because you deserve those compliments. Yes, you do. Trust me, if I had the power to make you accept every compliment that you ever received, I would absolutely do it. It would be my first act as your pumpkin spice overlord. The second act would probably be to banish this pumpkin spice flavored spam, because it kind of makes me weep for the future of humanity. Because, like, just why? Why? No way. No fucking way. I'm not trying that. I would rather have the taste of sriracha stuck in my mouth for the next 3 months than eat that monstrosity. Besides, if I recall correctly, it's your turn, so you can try it if you're so curious. I promise that I won't ask for a bite this time. No? You're picking truth. Okay. I mean, that's probably a wise move. Let's see. For truth, you have to accept my compliment. What? Yes, that counts for truth. My compliments were all true. Therefore, you would be admitting something true. It still works. You still have to tell the truth. Nuh-uh, I'm not giving you another question. If you don't want to admit it, you can always choose pumpkin spice instead. You'll have to pick the spam, though. Why? Well, because otherwise it will upset the pumpkin spice god. Yes, the pumpkin spice god is still me. I mean, I'm also kind of curious to see what it tastes like, but I really don't want to try it myself. Come on. You've also got to be wondering how bad it is. Okay, how about this? I'll try the horrifying spam if you accept my compliments. And I mean, really accept them. Like, no shrugging it off, okay? Deal? Okay, let's shake on it. Ready? Okay, hand me a fork. Oh. Hey, this actually isn't that... Fuck, no, no. No, it's awful. It's like meat-flavored scented candle. Oh, fuck. Ew, 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 ew. Okay. Now fucking admit that you're a good person. Do it now. I swear to God. Fuck. Oof. Oh. You mean it? Good. Oh, God. I can still taste that in my mouth, but that was completely worth it. Yeah. I mean, because I love you.
Now playing Bee's Cuffing Season playlist on Spotify.
I care about you. Wait, what? I'm sorry. Did you say love? Because if you said love, then I just... I guess you did say love.
I love you too.
I mean, I have for a while. It was just awkward because we're roommates and I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable or anything. And you're comfortable right now, right? Good. Ooh, are you still accepting compliments? Because I think I have a few more. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, my breath doesn't smell like pumpkin spice spam, does it? Okay, good, perfect. Fuck off, you're perfect. No, it's fine, we can just try the rest of them later. I think we have something more important to catch up on tonight. Although, I might Want to check if a few more things taste like pumpkin spice? Mm-hmm. How about your neck? No spice, but still delicious. I want to taste more. And I think I should probably check your ears too, you know, just to be safe. Still no pumpkin spice, but still delicious. But the goal was to try a pumpkin spice everything. So I'm afraid that I'm gonna have to check if the rest of your body tastes like pumpkin spice. Yeah, I mean, otherwise we'll lose this self-imposed challenge, right? And I would hate for that to happen. Besides, I want to see you naked. Please? Fuck yeah. Yes, you're the best. And really hot. No, trust me, you are really fucking hot. So, the pumpkin spice god declares. And you wouldn't dare argue with them, would you? Good boy. Then let me ravish you. You feel so good. I don't know why we waited so long to do this, but now that I have you, I'm never letting you go. So I'm afraid that you're just gonna have to deal with these weird challenges. Think you can handle that? Good. Then can you guess the next place I wanna taste? I'll give you a hint. It's a little further down your body. That's right. Then lay down on the couch because I want to have all of it. Mm-hmm. And I want to make you more excited than a white chicken Starbucks. And new pumpkin spice rule. No groaning at my clever one-liners while I'm getting you off. Because trust me, that rule is gonna come up a lot. You taste so fucking good, babe. And I'm gonna want to get you off pretty much every day. Would you like that? Maybe wait until I get you off before you commit to it. Mm-hmm. holding back. And come fully with it. Your pumpkin spice god needs to taste here. Come on. I know that you're close, babe. I can feel your cock reaching in my mouth. Give it to me. Give it. Yes. Come on. Grab it well. Give me more. Fuck, babe. You're amazing. Thank you for indulging my weird projects. And you may not taste like pumpkin spice, but I can safely assure you that you vastly outrank all of the products that we tried. Yes. Even the pumpkin spice Oreos. I promise. I mean, if you don't believe me, then I'll just have to check again tomorrow. You know, for quality control. Yeah. I thought you might like that.